Hello and welcome to the AC All Access Show on this 27th of January, 2025 here at Frickers in Adrian with Josh Mitchell in our Cave Studios downtown. My name is Ian Wentz, host of the show. Happy to talk some Bulldog athletics today. We're going to do some men's NCAA ice hockey, some track and field, some women's basketball, and we're going to kick things off with some men's volleyball tonight. That plate go flying? Oh, it wasn't a plate. It was a drink advertisement. Oh, it looks broken, too. That's coming out of someone's paycheck. Speaking of, some great drink specials here at Frickers. Those personal pitchers. Kids eat free all day, every day. You have your everyday values as well. Today it's the boneless chicken. And stop by and get one of my favorites. It is the lunch menu. $6.99 lunch deals. Basically a main dish, a side, and a drink. $6.99. Can't beat it. All right. Lots to get to today. And as I mentioned, we're going to go with men's volleyball. We have a senior outside hitter from Louisville, Kentucky, Beck Fieldhouse. Beck, thanks for getting on and doing this.
Yeah, thanks for having me, man. Absolutely.
Okay. Well, a 1-4 season to kick things off. You had a 3-over win over Bethany College, but since then, a tournament in Marion University, Wisconsin. If I remember talking with your coach correctly, that was a pretty difficult tournament with some teams that are pretty darn good.
Yeah, there were some great teams that turned out for that tournament. We played Westminster, Wisconsin Lutheran, and Marion University, all very good teams. You know, we were hoping to come out stronger that weekend, but unfortunately we did not get a turnaround we were expecting. But later this week, actually tomorrow, we're playing Aquinas College, and then on Saturday we have two home matches. So we're hoping to bounce back this week and hopefully get that turnaround.
Yeah, the non-conference season, really with every sport, you know, you obviously want to win games, but you want to get your lineup set. You want to know what kind of team you are. Is that something that this iteration of Bulldog men's volleyball is trying to figure out, is, you know, fill in some gaps from people lost due to graduation?
Yeah, absolutely. We're definitely seeing a major change in our lineup. We've lost some major key players that were seniors last year, including a setter, an outside hitter, and libero. But good news is we have lots of young talent coming in, and we do have some returners from last year that were starters, such as Sam Landers and Carson Bell, who obviously make great impacts on the team. So this is definitely going to be a building year for us, but it's still early in the season. I think we'll still have time, and we'll get things figured out for sure.
That's right. And you being a senior, I don't want to assume you came to Adrian 4 years ago. Could you tell me your Adrian journey, what got you to the Bulldogs?
Yeah, absolutely. So I knew I wanted to play college volleyball, and I knew I wanted to do it at the D3 level, which kind of already narrowed my options pretty far trying to be men's volleyball. It's still definitely a growing sport for sure. Mm-hmm. But I was on a recruiting website, and the coach at the time had reached out to me. Long story short, visited the campus, got a pretty good scholarship here, and I fell in love with the campus and the players and the guys on the team immediately. And I kind of had that feeling, you knew. I was like, this is definitely the place for me, and I've never looked back since.
Yeah, colleges, when when they get you on campus, you know, like it feels like I could spend some time here.
Right. I just kind of had that. It's like the feeling, you know. I knew this was the right place. I felt like it was kind of a home away from home, if you know what I mean.
I mean, pretty good distance away from home.
Yeah, right? It's about a 5-hour drive for me, so yeah. It's not too far, but it's not convenient either. It's kind of like right in the middle.
Well, that state in between, you know, well, that one state that we won't mention.
Oh, anymore. Yeah. I don't like driving through there. I go around them. I go through Indianapolis.
Oh, do you really? Okay, all right. I don't blame you. So you being a senior on this team, and I don't know if you got a fifth year left in you or if this is it, and I don't know, maybe you have time to figure that out.
Well, yeah, no, I think I don't get the COVID year because of being a senior, but I might be going to grad school somewhere else. I don't think I'll be back for another year.
Okay. So this is it. I mean, you mentioned a young team. And are they looking to you to leadership, or how many are in your senior class with you?
So there's two other seniors with me. One is Zach Molnar, and the other is Micah Lowe. Micah, unfortunately, has been suffering a back injury this season, so he really hasn't been able to, you know, help us out on the court. But he's been a great job, you know, managing and helping the team out with other things off the court. But, I'm the only senior that's on the starting lineup, at least as of right now. And so we still have lots of young talent that's coming in.
Do the young players look to you for leadership and guidance? Because you've kind of been there, done that.
Yeah. So this year we have three captains. I'm one of them, along with Carson Bell and Sam Landers. And so I think that's been a unique change in the team dynamic because we haven't had team captains before. But I think it's been a good change for us as a way of seeing kind of some leadership on the court, and all the younger guys kind of have someone that they can look up to, and we have a more structured, organized team.
Thinking, okay, so kind of an odd way to get to this question. I do some public address for basketball games, so maybe you see me there working, I don't know. And those games get done, you know, 9 o'clock, sometimes a little later, and you guys are out there setting up the nets.
Yeah.
For practice. You normally don't play matches that late. What's the schedule like gym time-wise and like a typical week of practice?
Yeah, so unfortunately the gym's usually pretty occupied. Time slots are limited, and so unfortunately I don't mind it because I'm a late person anyway, but our time slot's usually 8 to 10 p.m., so we're practicing every day except Sunday, unless we have a game, of course. So, you know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, it's going to be practicing 8 to 10 p.m., and then normally on weekends, either we're traveling or playing home matches, which depends. But like this week, we'll be playing on Tuesday, obviously. So usually it's just practice during the late evenings throughout the week.
Okay, and that's in the main gym, so to speak.
Correct.
The performance,
yes.
You don't have practices in the blue gym, or maybe you do off-season stuff there? Or?
Occasionally we do in the off-season, but for the most part, we're in the main facility for sure.
Okay. Talking with Beck Fieldhouse, a men's volleyball senior outside hitter for the Bulldogs. You know, as I mentioned, to get off to the start of a 3-0 win over Bethany College, and then three-game skid after the tournament at Marion over in Wisconsin. Currently, you are second on the team in kills with 47, averaging 2.76 kills per set. How would you say that you're faring, you know, numbers-wise? I mean, somebody has to produce, right? Someone has
right.
to get these numbers if you want to be successful. How would you assess where you're at right now?
I'd say definitely being a senior has helped a lot. I've gained a lot more volleyball experience, and I think that's helped me out in a lot, of course, as a player. But I'm always I've always been a really high-demanding player, like, send me the ball, you know. So I always love to get aggressive and go for the ball. So I think that definitely has a big impact on, you know, the volume, and especially being an outside hitter. Outsides usually get the most frequent amount of sets on the team. So I think that also has a big part of it as well.
Working with a new setter this season?
Yes. He's a sophomore, Andrew Gracie.
A lot of pressure on a youngster.
Yeah, I think he knew it was coming, though. We knew Andrew, or the previous Andrew, was going to be graduating.
Okay.
And so I think he was kind of ready to fill in these shoes. He's been excited, looking forward to it for a long time. And I know he told me he had been working in the offseason on his setting and stuff. So I think it's definitely, you know, a big step for him to take. But I think he's doing a great job, even just as a sophomore, and filling those shoes and putting all he's got on the court.
Men's volleyball, you alluded to it earlier. Men's volleyball's growing still.
Correct.
We're starting to see a little more boys volleyball, right? High school level.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Maybe, I don't know, travel volleyball or whatever they call that, or club.
Yeah,
volleyball.
Yeah, club volleyball. Yeah.
Are you seeing that? You know, you're getting maybe more recruits coming through campus, or it's easier to get a recruit in to, you know, find a player. I know Coach likes to go to a certain areas to recruit kids, right? I think he's more of a stick around Chicago or...
Yeah, ironically, we only have one player from Michigan, which is Carson, and we have more players from Hawaii than we do Michigan, which is kind of funny, but it's definitely a growing sport. Like, for example, back where I'm from in Louisville, there was only three high schools in this whole state that had men's volleyball. So we had to combine with one school, like, right across the river in Indiana, and it was the Kentuckiana State Volleyball Tournament. Like, we didn't even have a state tournament. And now I think they're up to, like, 20 teams already this year alone, which is just huge strides. And this is happening, you know, all over the country, and especially in the Michigan area, the volleyball is getting really big as well. But the Chicago and Illinois area has kind of already been a really big area for volleyball. So I think, you know, the more the sport grows, the easier it's going to be to keep finding more of these talented kids to come play for us.
Yeah, absolutely. You were projected, your team was, to finish seventh in the MCVL preseason poll. I know it's a preseason poll, and
right.
those can be accurate or not. But I do know you play in a very competitive league. for Adrian College fans that are used to, you know, MIAA or, you know, the NCHA.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of remind the listeners who's all involved in your league.
Yeah, so we have Baldwin-Wallace, Trine, Wabash, Wittenberg, Mount Union. I think there's a couple I'm forgetting here, drawing a blank. But I think there's a couple more teams we have in the conference. And unfortunately, with just the size of men's volleyball, it's not going to be exactly the same conference as it is for the rest of sports here. So we kind of have to venture a little far. Calvin was just recently added last year, but we also dropped the team as well because Fontbonne used to be a school actually in St. Louis, but they recently shut down, so they're out of the conference now. So our conference has kind of been going through a couple of changes recently, but the competition is definitely still very high.
Right. So you don't have to go very far to get some good volleyball, right? I imagine Ohio gives you some good competition. And
yeah, definitely. Unfortunately, we usually have to travel like minimum 2 hours wherever we want to go to usually play people, because unfortunately just the availability of D3 men's volleyball specifically is still kind of sparse right now. Like I said, it's still kind of growing. Mm-hmm. But I think all of our conference matches are usually within like at least a 3 hour range, so it's nothing too terrible.
Beck, why do you think boys, and I could say men's volleyball, is starting to grow? What's attracting people to the sport, do you think?
Well, I think initially everyone thought volleyball, it's like, oh, it's a girl sport, you know? It's like, it's kind of weird for a guy to play it. But, you know, now that beach volleyball has been growing, indoor volleyball has been growing, and, you know, people actually come out and try and play it, it's like, oh, this is actually really fun, you know, and I could be good at this. So, and I think there's a lot of skills that translate from other sports into volleyball. So I think once people actually, you know, try it and experience it, they learn to fall in love with it pretty quickly. And especially it's like such a unique sport compared to, you know, basketball, let's say other sports. Like it's the only sport I can think of where you're hitting a ball, like with the platform, and you have to go across and back and forth the net or something, you know. So I think it's just something different, and now that people actually, it's getting more exposure, mm-hmm. and more people are able to try it, and now it's available, let's say, in more high schools and stuff, it's continuing to grow.
And, you know, the barrier to entry might be lesser, like you need a net and a ball.
Yeah,
I mean, instead of if you want to play football, you need a lot more people, you need more space.
Right, right.
Hockey, you need ice and a puck and sticks and all that
right,
stuff.
Right, so, right, right, right.
You know, you can show up in gym shorts and a T-shirt and go play.
Yeah, you don't even need a net. I mean, if you really just want to practice, you can just pass or set yourself against a wall or, I mean, I don't know if you know what's called, like peppering, when you just pass back and forth between one other person. I mean, there's always still ways to play even if you don't have a net. So, I mean, it's definitely still available to play whenever and wherever, as long as you have a ball, obviously.
Right, yeah. All right. You have, like you mentioned, a road contest tomorrow night at Aquinas College, another D3 school. They're not in our conference, though.
No.
Okay.
I think they actually might be NAIA.
Oh, really?
I think so.
For volleyball.
Yes.
Interesting. Okay. Then you host a try on Saturday with Marianta.
I think it's, yeah, Marianta Baptist.
Baptist, and then Olivet
mm-hmm.
comes to town. Those are at 11 o'clock, so head on over to the Marilat, some morning volleyball, 11 a.m. But your conference season doesn't start till February 21st, so about 3 weeks' time from now with Mountain Union. And those are the ones that, quote-unquote, matter, right?
Yeah,
those
correct.
Those are the big ones.
Those are the big ones against the conference tournament. And that's always been a big goal of our team, was to make the conference tournament. So hopefully this can be the year we finally do it.
Is it top six that make it or top four? Do you know?
It should be top four.
Top four?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, let's get things rolling, grab a couple dubs before we get to conference play.
And yeah, absolutely.
Get there when we do. Beck, it's nice to meet you, and good luck this season.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. Appreciate it.
And again, that was Beck Fieldhouse with the men's volleyball team at Adrian College. You can watch Beck and his teammates play this Saturday, 11 a.m. for a try. Or if you want to go all the way to Aquinas, you can watch them play tomorrow night. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. We're going to talk some NCAA men's ice hockey as Brad Summers is ready. We're going to talk some Bulldog hockey when we come back on the ACL Access Show, live from Frickers in Adrian on South Main Street, 96.5 The Cave, 965thecave.com.
and join in the fun during this week's events.
Women's basketball hits the court Wednesday evening. Men's wrestling is home on Thursday. Men's volleyball plays on Saturday. And you can check out hockey all weekend long at Arrington Ice Arena.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit AdrianBulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Women's basketball hits the court Wednesday evening. Men's wrestling is home on Thursday. Men's volleyball plays on Saturday. And you can check out hockey all weekend long at Arrington Ice Arena.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit AdrianBulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Hello and welcome back to the AC All Access Show, live from Frickers in Adrian, South Main Street. It's the place to be Monday night and really every night of the week. They have their everyday values. Boneless chicken on Mondays, bone-in chicken Tuesday. Wednesday, it's the steak, all about that steak, as they say in their commercial. Thursday, it's the chicken chunks. Their weekday lunch special, open until 2. That's 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Kids eat free. Stop in for all the qualifications for that. And I believe they're pretty much hiring. I mean, I can't think of a time when they weren't hiring. So if you want some work, stop on by, grab an application. In fact, I saw someone pick one up last week. Frickers here in Adrian. Josh Mitchell in our Cave Studios. My name is Ian Wentz. We're going to talk some track and field and women's basketball next. But right now, we're going to talk some NCAA men's ice hockey. We have a junior forward from Oakville, Ontario, number 13 in your program, Brad Summers. Brad, thanks for doing this and getting on the show today.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Every time I look at the roster and it says you're a junior, I go, I don't think that's right. I feel like you've been here longer, but you know that just shows how long you've been on the ice and how hard you've worked to get into this lineup at Adrian College, and people know that's not easy. I'm going to ask a question that I've gotten a yes answer more often than not. Have you been skating since you were 3 years old? Are you one of those guys that ever since you could, you've been skating?
Yeah, I'd say 3 or 4. I still have pictures my dad shows me of me skating across the crease when I was around that age. So just been playing since then, fell in love with it. Grew up in Oakville, played the AAA team there, and then played for the St. Michael's Buzzers in juniors for 4 years in the Ontario Junior Hockey League, and got recruited here by Coach Krug, and I've been loving it ever since.
Rest is history, right?
Yeah.
For people stateside, can you talk a little, explain what juniors are? Is that just instead of high school hockey or something in addition to? What are juniors and what's the point to it, Brad?
So you're playing minor hockey till about grade 10, so sophomore year of high school, and then you can hop right into juniors after that, or play, there's more like midget hockey in Ontario. And then juniors is, it's kind of like the NAHL here or the USHL here. It's just, you're not going to school right away, but you're developing as a player in competitive leagues and work your way into college.
Okay, so that's why, you know, you get some cases where a college freshman is not 18 years old.
Yeah, exactly.
Because they spent time in juniors, but you still have eligibility for the collegiate side.
Yeah.
Okay. Always wondered about that. I know hockey nuts understand that, but, you know, people in the States are like, well, what is
no, yeah, so, definitely. Definitely coming in freshman year and you're in your classes and everyone's, like, way younger than you and stuff like that. It's,
yeah.
It's a little weird, but.
Yeah. It's a joke.
Yeah,
no, we get it.
We all came in at the same age on our team, so we worked through it together.
So what you mentioned, obviously, Coach Krug either found you or you guys connected, and what got you into a Bulldog sweater? What made you say yes to Adrian College?
Well, Krug came and watched one of my games, and he really liked how I was playing. And he told me a bit. I hadn't heard of Adrian before that, but he told me kind of a bit about the program and showed me a bit of the campus and how they were doing that year. And it ended up being the year that they won the national championship, and I wanted to be a part of a winning culture, and I liked everything that he was saying. I came on a visit here in the summer and fell in love with it, and I've been loving it since I came here. I don't regret it at all.
Well, then since then you've only played for a national title, been to a Frozen Four, and you know it's, you know, still trying to get that one, right?
Yeah,
you know,
job's not finished yet.
Get back to that game and take the team back to where, you know, the fan base thinks it can get and where you guys in the locker room think it can be. This year you do have 11 goals, 13 assists. Geez, those ranked second on the team, so Amspaw got you, huh?
Yeah.
This weekend?
Yeah, no, he's been unreal this season. I love playing with him. He's setting me up for all those goals, and he's scoring when I'm getting the assist, so he's been great.
It's a good problem to have, right?
Yeah.
Kind of like that. Is that typically, I know Coach Phillips has been changing lineups a little bit or moving guys around. Has he done that with you, or are you pretty much set with your line mates, Brad?
Early on, I was playing with Ian and Riley Murphy, and then I think it was after we lost a couple games or we were in a little rough patch, decided to change it up, and it was working. It's been working for a while, and we just keep getting better, and my line right now with Frank Tefelski and Alec Levesak, we've been doing well, and the other lines have been doing good too, so we're just going to keep rolling with what's working, and if things kind of go dry, then we'll address it and switch it up. But
yeah, you guys are used to that, right?
Yeah,
if
no.
needed, you know, shake it up from one night to another. I saw that with Lake Forest. You know, you play one game Friday and make some tweaks and play a totally different game Saturday.
Our team's so competitive. We have so many good players that can be in all situations, so it makes it good. It's good in practice, and we just love competing against each other.
You mentioned Frank, one of your line mates, one of these freshmen on this team. It seems like they're all throughout. I mean, you're one of your leading defensemen in terms of minutes. And David Clark is a freshman. You got Tefelski, you have Patrick Saney, you got these young guys, and you have some transfers in. What's it like gelling with that kind of team? Like, you got the new kids in from juniors or high school, and then you have some transfers in from, you know, D1 or D3 schools.
Yeah, no, it's huge to like connect with all the new guys right away, make sure everyone feels welcome. But it's awesome seeing new faces and working with new guys, getting new perspectives on the game or outside of hockey too. Frank's my roommate right now. We love living together. He's like a brother to me. But it's awesome to work with them and keep growing together and competing against each other every day.
Talking NCAA men's hockey with Brad Summers, the junior forward from Ontario. I think the fans would be upset if I didn't at least ask you your thoughts on the weekend. You know, pretty good result Friday and a difficult loss on Saturday. Just maybe your thoughts on that and looking forward to this weekend.
Yeah,
I got to ask you, Brad.
I knew
I'm sorry.
This one was coming.
Yeah. Keep it PG, too, if you could.
Yeah. No, we've had a couple bad results against teams we should have been better against, and we realize that. But we just got to focus on our fundamentals and bringing it this weekend on Friday. Keep a level head and not get too high or too low in different situations. But we're all confident in the team we can be and how we know how to play. So we're just confident that we're going to bounce back this weekend. Senior weekend at home, we're looking forward to it.
Yeah, I tried to tell as many fans as I could, hey, their season didn't end on Saturday.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, everything is still out in front of you this year. You do have a very difficult stretch to end your regular season with St. Norbert coming to town this weekend. And then you have Concordia Wisconsin in the mix, who is a very good team in the league. And then you have Trine to finish it up with a home-and-home. You've had a very difficult schedule throughout, Brad. It's really, really no days off this season for the Bulldogs with how good this league has been.
Yeah, no, our conference has definitely taken a step, and it's noticeable. But we have to take a step, too. And we're confident with how we know how to play, and it doesn't matter what team we're playing against. We just got to be the best versions of ourselves. We feel like we're beating ourselves right now, and no team can really beat us.
But one more question for you, Brad, and then you can take off for practice or wherever you're going. Plans for the night. Obviously, Coach Krug brings you here. Now Coach Phillips and Associate Coach Thompson, Tom, are staying with the team. I'm sure they both coach a little bit differently, but they've both been around the program. Obviously, Tomer played for the Bulldogs. What's it been like? You know, talk about both coaches if you could. You know, what Coach Krug did and now what Coach Phillips is doing.
Yeah, so my freshman year, Coach Krug was awesome, and Tomer too. They taught us a lot structure-wise, how to be better people on and off the ice. And then Adam Phillips came in at the end of the year and helped us out too, so I got introduced to him, got to pick his brain a bit, heard a lot of good things about him from older guys because he was here before that. And then, yeah, like Kruger was awesome for me. He's awesome for all the guys the last 2 years. And then hearing that Philly was coming in, like obviously we were disappointed that Krug was gone. But hearing that it was Philly just gave us that excitement, and we trust, like, everyone was so happy that it was him replacing him, and we trust whoever is going to be put in that position to coach us, and that's all we can really do.
It was familiar to you, right?
I mean,
to have the tandem, right, Thompson and Phillips, kind of made the transition a little smooth to this.
Yeah,
league.
It was good that they're familiar with the program already. Kind of helped them ease into things and just helped us trust them right away and get after it.
All right, Brad, thanks for doing this. I appreciate the time and talking Bulldog hockey with me. And I'll be on the road this weekend, but best of luck against that team from Wisconsin.
Thank you. I appreciate
it. Thanks again. That was Brad Summers with the men's NCAA hockey team at Adrian College. The Dogs are home Friday and Saturday with St. Norbert, and then Concordia, Wisconsin, and then a home-and-home with Trine to finish off their regular season. From the ice to the track and the field, we're going to talk some Bulldog track and field with Will Hoovener, a senior from Oxford, Michigan. He was on the show recently, if you remember that name, so we'll talk with Will in just a moment. This is the ACL Access Show, live from Frickers in Adrian, here on 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Women's basketball hits the court Wednesday evening. Men's wrestling is home on Thursday. Men's volleyball plays on Saturday. And you can check out hockey all weekend long at Arrington Ice Arena.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit AdrianBulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Women's basketball hits the court Wednesday evening. Men's wrestling is home on Thursday. Men's volleyball plays on Saturday. And you can check out hockey all weekend long at Arrington Ice Arena.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit AdrianBulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Women's basketball hits the court Wednesday evening. Men's wrestling is home on Thursday. Men's volleyball plays on Saturday. And you can check out hockey all weekend long at Arrington Ice Arena.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit AdrianBulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
This is the AC All Access Show on 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com, at Frickers in Adrian with Josh Mitchell in our studio. Stacy Mitchell alongside for now. She's about to pay the bill and split. That's fine, Stacy. Not offended. Megan Abbey with ACTV is here as well, along with the almost entire or entire women's basketball team. I just love that they come out and support whenever one of their players gets on and hang out and just have a good time. And it's easy to have fun here at Frickers on Main Street in Adrian. We are not talking women's basketball yet. We're going to the track and the field. It's a return guest from the fall season for cross country, a senior from Oxford, Michigan, Will Hoovener. I would say the track and field season going just fine, but I want to get a recap of what happened in the fall for you and the running dogs, the
yes.
run dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah. How'd
running
that go
dogs.
For?
Yeah, so pretty well. Ending out the season there, all region, which is basically all of the states, Great Lakes region. Are you familiar with like that regional conference?
Sure, I mean, you'd be okay. talking like so Ohio,
Wisconsin, a little bit, Indiana, Ohio, yeah, some Pennsylvania as well. But yeah, so ended the season 28th for the regional meet there. That was I don't know, I couldn't ask for more, honestly. That was, the goal was going to nationals, but that was more than enough. Like, last season I ended, I'm trying to remember exactly, I think I was 65th in the region. So this okay. year, being 28th, I medaled. It was a good time. Walk up on stage, say hello to everybody, all the family, and yeah, it was a good time. For the conference, I believe last time I talked about conference, I hadn't ran it yet, but I think I said that my goal was being eighth, at least eighth in the conference.
Sounds
and I,
right.
Yeah, I ended sixth. I ran sixth for nice. In the conference, and you get a plaque with that. Actually, that was the meet. I ran the 8K school record in that meet, too, so I got that. And yeah, overall, just a really successful cross-country season. So
it sounded like, Will, you peaked at the right time, right? I'm sure
yes,
we talked about
yes,
that in the fall.
Yeah.
It's like you don't want to sprint, pun intended, out of the gate. You want to build your way up to
yeah.
the best you can be
yeah.
and leave it all out on the field.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, the course, all of it, just cross-country. But I'm more of a track guy, so.
Now we're in your wheelhouse, and these numbers would indicate that. You now hold the school record in the 3K. You did that 2 weeks ago, 8:47:42.
Yep. Sounds good.
I mean, it sounds real good.
I gotta,
Where did you do that?
That was at Trine, Trine University, season opener for me. A lot of the sprinters, December, right before we went on winter break, we ran, and they ran. I shouldn't say we. They ran, and I was going to try to go for the 5K school record there, but I got really sick, so we said, we'll put a pin in it. Coming back this semester, running the 3K, and yeah, I was like, I'm done. I was less than a second away from getting it last year, actually, my sophomore year, and this year I said, you know what, let's just get it now.
Just get it out of the way?
Yeah, pretty much. Let's keep going.
I guess this would be more of a how the school record was. I'm going to guess you won that event.
I didn't actually
know.
I came in third. It was pretty
wow.
competitive, yeah, and there was only just trying guys there. So, and they basically treated it like a very intense workout. So,
but it's an official time.
It was, yeah, an official time. Yep, yep.
Wow.
So
you got the mile record. It looks like you're sprinting, right?
Yeah,
Or is it like you are pacing yourself and you hit your stride at a certain time? Or how do you attack a one-mile run?
Pray.
Okay.
Pray.
Good start.
Yeah. No, it's – so actually at that – so that was 2 days ago where I ran that. And yeah, so close. We'll get the. I don't officially actually have the mile record. I'm less than a second away from
it. Yeah, that's what it says. Yeah.
But I'll run it again, and you know, this early in the season, it's looking promising. So putting things together at the end there. That's what it comes down to. But yeah, at the end of that meet, I ran a 400. There's such a difference in pain, I want to say. Comparatively to the mile to the 400, it's just the 400, that's a long sprint. The mile, it's technically still, that's mid-distance. That's a mid-distance event right there. So definitely on the upper end of mid-distance, but it's, yeah. That's
so at 400 meter, I'm assuming?
400 meters, yeah,
400.
That, yes, yep.
Okay. Talking track and field with Will Hoovener, a senior over at Adrian College. I mean, your season and, you know, talking with cross country people and some track and field people, you're basically running from August.
August, yeah.
Through,
and even in the summer.
Yeah.
The preseason.
To train, right?
Yep, yep.
And through the school year, if not later.
Right, yeah.
You need to take some time to recover, right, during the year? Or how do you do that?
We'll take a solid 7 days off in between seasons and then back at it. Obviously transitioning into each season slowly, kind of building up, your fitness won't exactly be the same in that transitional period. But, I mean, overall, you get used to it after doing it 9 years of your life.
That's,
so
yeah, good point.
Yeah.
Cross country, you deal with terrain, right? You're going across the country, track and field. At least when you're indoors, very controlled environment, you know, flat, smooth surfaces.
Yeah.
Is there one that you like over the other?
That's the question of cross country and track between the two.
Kind of. Yeah. I mean, it looks like. I mean, you do all running events.
Right.
Do you do any sprints in track and field?
I'll go down to the 400, like I said, but that's probably as far down as I'll go.
Okay.
Yeah, sprints. I don't have the technique. There's an art to being a sprinter. I mean, to each respective, you know, field events and any event in track, there's an art to it. Yeah, I just don't have the skill set for the sprints. The 400 is kind of like pushing it for me. Yeah.
And I guess between running on grass or running on a track or something indoors,
yeah,
I'm sure there are pluses and minuses to both. Is there one you prefer?
Track, track all the way.
Yeah.
Terrain's always the same. That's what I always say to people is, you know, when you're on the track, time doesn't lie. It's all the same material pretty much. Yeah.
From the cross-country season to the track, do you pick up numbers in terms of the team? Are there more people on the track and field squad?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, naturally, because, you know, cross country, you don't have the field events and then the sprinters. So I'm trying to think of a number. I actually don't know how many athletes we have.
And it's co-ed?
Co-ed.
Right? Yeah. Okay.
So
40?
Oh, more than that.
More than that? Okay.
I want to say somewhere around, like, 60, 70 maybe.
Yeah.
So,
and I, from what I've heard, it's kind of a coaching by committee kind of deal there, or is there a, what's the coaching structure?
Yeah. So, we got a mid D coach, jumper coach, Coach Hoover, head coach. He's sprints specialist, and then Liam Hartsoff. He's my coach. He's the distance guy. So. Overall, make a great team, and it's really cool. Great dynamic with the coaches there. Everybody talks, everybody supports each other, and everybody knows kind of what they're talking about. So,
well, that's good.
It is good.
Will the goal this year? Do they do regions and then nationals? What's it going to take to get you over that hump?
Yeah. So in tracks, there's no regionals, but there is the nationals, and we'll do after our conference. That's kind of like the last meet of the season. We have a indoor conference and an outdoor conference, but after the conference meet we'll have like a last chance meets, they call them.
Sure.
And that's where you kind of like get a last chance to get a national time, so it's time based instead of place for nationals.
Right. Okay, so I'm sure people can't look for your 3K.
Mm-hmm.
Is that So, knock on wood?
Right,
is that
knock on wood. So that's what I just ran, placed me 50th in the nation, D3. You have to be 22 in the nation to, like, have a chance to go to nationals, yes. So I do plan on getting it down there since I ran that so early in the season.
Right.
It's looking promising, but we'll see. I mean, we'll see where the season takes me, and like you said, knock on wood.
Yeah. So an 8:47. What are the national times?
Oh man, they're just getting faster and faster with these new generations.
Is it into the sevens or low eight, tens or something?
I'd say low eights. Okay. If not, you probably see like the top 10 being low sevens. I mean, yeah, just getting faster and faster, man.
Yeah. Well, you got plenty of time.
Right.
In fact, you have a chance this weekend at Indiana Wesleyan to go run.
We're going to run the 5K there, and I mean, we're going to see if I can get the record there. I mean, that's on paper the easiest one. I was splitting 5Ks in my 8Ks, the record on the board. So, we'll see what happens. If I don't get it, I know I will at some point in my career. So,
And I'm sure you got teammates pushing you, and you pushing them to be better.
That's what it's about.
At all these events.
Yeah.
All right, Will, good catching up. Congrats on a very successful fall season, and let's keep it rolling into the winter and the spring.
Sounds good.
All right, again, that was Will Hoovener with the Adrian College track and field team, a senior from Oxford, Michigan. We're going to take a break. Hannah Lish with women's basketball. She's ready. No, yes, yeah, she's ready. We're going to take a break. We're going to talk some Bulldog lady basketball. When we come back here on the ACL Access Show, 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Women's basketball hits the court Wednesday evening. Men's wrestling is home on Thursday. Men's volleyball plays on Saturday. And you can check out hockey all weekend long at Arrington Ice Arena.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit AdrianBulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Women's basketball hits the court Wednesday evening. Men's wrestling is home on Thursday. Men's volleyball plays on Saturday. And you can check out hockey all weekend long at Arrington Ice Arena.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit AdrianBulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Women's basketball hits the court Wednesday evening. Men's wrestling is home on Thursday. Men's volleyball plays on Saturday. And you can check out hockey all weekend long at Arrington Ice Arena.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit AdrianBulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Hello, welcome back to the AC All Access Show. An inside look at Adrian College Athletics. And an inside look at Frickers in Adrian, the place to be Monday night and every night and afternoon. Tara, have to shout out her. She does a great job taking care of our table when we're here just about every Monday. Maybe she missed one, but I don't know. Pretty consistent. Great staff here at Frickers. Great food. Drinks, all that stuff. The game, whatever game that is, they're going to get it for you. All those weird apps that you don't want to pay to stream, they do. And you can watch your sports here at Frickers. In fact, some Michigan basketball going on, looking around. This might be the place to watch the big game at Frickers in Adrian on South Main. As I've mentioned throughout the night, we're going to talk some women's basketball, and we have a guard, a freshman from Farmington Hills, Michigan, Hannah Liss, joining me on the show. Hi, Hannah. Nice to talk to you.
Hi. I'm excited.
And every other time we've been this close to each other, you've been checking in at the scores table as I've been on PA.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, freshman guard, did you expect to play as much as you have this season? I mean, you've been in 18 games. You've had three starts this year, playing over half of these games.
Honestly, I came expecting to sit the bench my freshman year. I mean, that's what everyone says is, don't expect a lot of playing time your freshman year, like keep working towards it. But I've been really, really grateful for the opportunities I've been given.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, and you've earned them with new coach, Coach Miller,
yes,
coming in. And just doing the math, Coach Morris would have recruited you, right?
Correct, yeah.
So, you know, a lot of changes for your first year in college.
Yes.
You know, Your coach is gone, the one that recruited you, and you decided to stay. So you had to buy into him, and he had to buy into you, right?
Correct, yeah.
How's that been?
It's been a great experience. I really like Coach Miller, and I think he's brought a lot to the program, and I couldn't picture my freshman year any different, to be honest.
He can get a little fired up on that sideline.
Yeah, him and the refs are best friends.
Right. And this is not meant to sound any way, but kind of a polar opposite from the prior coach.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
Yeah.
Very different.
Very different on the bench. And talking about your playing time this year, and your team dealt with a tough injury to kind of start the season.
Yes.
Maybe open up some playing time for other women to get on the court, and I think you were one of them, and you took full advantage.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a tough situation.
Unfortunate,
right?
But
yeah.
People had to step up.
With your team this year, I'm going to look at the key record, right? You're 3-6.
Yep.
In the conference. Now 4-14
right.
Outside, and you know, some good wins and some tough losses in that mix. What would be your assessment so far, 18 games into your college career?
I mean, obviously the record is not exactly where we want it, but it's been a good learning experience, and you know, taking each just game at a time, and I mean, I've enjoyed it still.
Let's go back a little bit.
Okay.
High school. What was that like for you, and how long have you been playing the sport of basketball? Was it something you picked up later in your high school life, or something you've been doing for a long time?
I mean, I started playing when I was super young, like elementary school, and then I just grew up playing it. High school, I mean, I played all 4 years, and I just love the sport.
And then when did you kind of know you wanted to play college basketball?
Probably around sophomore year, started looking at schools and the recruiting process.
And then you came on a visit to Adrian?
I fell in love with the school as soon as I visited. It was definitely my favorite one out of all of them. And, I mean, beautiful campus, good program for athletics and academics.
I know you're a freshman, so a lot of time to figure it out. What kind of studies are piquing your interest?
Currently, I'm an exercise science major. So thinking anything like physical therapy or athletic training.
And are you able to take some classes on that track yet, or are you still taking the prereqs a little bit? Or
I would say most of this year has been prereqs. I'm able to take an anatomy class this semester, which has been really nice so far. So I'm starting to get into those classes.
Yeah, that's when college really clicks in. You're
right.
Like, this is what I'm here for, right,
exactly.
Hannah? Talking Adrian College women's basketball, looking at your league, the Bulldogs have beat Kalamazoo, Olivet, and St. Mary's in conference play. Just lost a close one to Alma.
Yeah.
And if I remember, unfortunately I do remember when you played them at home.
Right.
The third quarter happened and the wheels kind of fell off a little bit in that quarter.
Yeah.
But, you know, certainly opportunities ahead of you to build that record back up and find a way to get into that conference tournament, right?
Yeah, exactly. We still have a bunch of conference games left. Like, the season's not over. So we're just going to take it game by game. And just focus on the next win.
Being a freshman out on the court with, you know, there are some underclassmen, but some upperclassmen too, a couple of seniors and some juniors. How long did it take you to kind of get acclimated to the college game? I know we hear a lot of the speed is a lot different.
Yes.
Girls are a lot quicker than they were in high school.
They are. They're a lot stronger. They're a lot bigger. So definitely figuring out how to adjust to that, it definitely was an adjustment. And, I mean, there's little room for error. Those mistakes add up a lot quicker than they do in high school.
That they do. You made a couple of big shots that I remember on the home gym. Was it the Kalamazoo?
It was the Olivet game.
The Olivet game.
Yes, the buzzer beater.
Was that drawn up for you, or did the ball just make its way over to you last second?
It was drawn up for me, so kind of a lot of pressure, but pretty exciting.
Coach knew you could make it.
Yeah,
that was a crazy game.
It was triple overtime.
Yeah.
And there was two buzzer beaters. Caitlin Otto hit the other one.
Yes.
Yeah.
Did she bank that one in?
No, that one was a swish.
That was a swish.
Yeah.
Yours went around a little bit.
Mine bounced around.
Yeah.
Everyone on their
dramatic.
Toes.
Dramatic. Yes. Yeah. Oh, gosh. Yeah, that was a crazy, crazy fun game.
Yes.
So you have a couple of home games, seven games at home. Four of the seven remaining games are at home. You are home on Wednesday.
Yep.
We're going to have that game on the Cave, so I'll be over there broadcasting.
Awesome.
Taking on Kalamazoo, and that's an opportunity to, advance in those standings.
Correct, yeah.
And they're thinking the same thing, too. Right?
Exactly.
They're thinking, okay, maybe we can get Adrian this time. And,
right.
What's practice been like for you and the team this week?
We're just trying to leave Alma in the past and just focus on next game. And we know Kalamazoo, they haven't won any conference yet, so they're really hungry for a win. But, I mean, so are we. So we're just going with the mindset of putting all efforts towards that.
So going back to maybe the recruitment process for you, Farmington Hills, that's not incredibly far away.
No, only an hour and a half.
Yeah, was that part of your recruitment? It's like, I want to stay kind of close to home, because I've talked to somebody from Louisville, Kentucky today.
Oh, wow.
From Ontario, Canada. Did you want to stay close to home? And you have family that go to games, right?
Yeah, my family comes a lot, which has been nice. And that definitely was part of why I chose Adrian, because it's close to home. And, I have a younger sibling, so it's nice to not be far away.
That's right. Well, Hannah, our time is up. You did it. Check it off your list. And now your teammates can go, I'm sure, congratulate you on what a great job you did.
Awesome.
In the interview.
Well, thank you for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for doing this. That was Hannah Lish, a freshman guard on the women's basketball team here on the ACL Access Show. The Bulldogs are at home this Wednesday at 7 p.m., If you can't make it out to the Marilat, you can listen to yours truly on the broadcast. A lot of thank yous to give out. The great people here at Frickers, waitress Tara. We have Stacy Mitchell, who left during the interview. We have Megan Abbey with ACTV, Mike Prang with the Sports Information Department at Adrian College. I'd like to thank Beck Fieldhouse with men's volleyball, Brad Summers with NCAA men's hockey, Will Hoovener with the track and field program, and Hannah Lish with the women's basketball team. And for Josh Mitchell back in our Cave studios, I'm Ian Wentz saying so long and good night from Frickers in Adrian. This has been the AC All Access Show.
That's a wrap for today's episode of AC All Access. We hope you enjoyed this exclusive look behind the scenes of Adrian College Athletics. Join us next Thursday at Frickers in Adrian. Check out upcoming Adrian College events at adrianbulldogs.com.
The best in regional sports from Southeast Michigan. WLEN HD2, W243 AD, Adrian, 96.5 The Cave.